Today's show is brought to you by the first week of October, that special time of year when they jam pumpkin spice into every conceivable food and beverage.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Boyfriend?
A boyfriend?
Boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
I have a boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
What?
You have a boyfriend?
I do today.
Well, this is nice. Good dinner, bottle of wine, just what we need to celebrate.
Let's go.
I wish I could hug myself, but that's weird.
Oh, hi there. It is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
How the heck does that even work? Well, you have to enable the skill, but you only have to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
Hello.
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And what will you hear? Well, you'll hear our live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. You'll also hear our feature channel 24/7, 365, which plays Musica. It's a fabulous, fabulous modern alternative and a vintage track channel. And you're going to want to check it out. It's Radio 434.com. Just listen there anytime. All right. And you can get our podcast on the Alexa. That is even easier. And let me explain, Lucy, how that works. So we do the live show, obviously, Monday through Friday, 8-ish to 11-ish, as I mentioned. And then we take all those show segments and we repack them into a full-length podcast. You can find that on Alexa just by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
Hello!
She will. You can also find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com, click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast there as well. It's our virtual time machine. It really is. We've been repacking the show into a podcast now for about 4 years. We do 240 episodes per year, so that's a lot of content. So you can go back in time. You can check out everything that we've been doing, at least for the past 4 years. And you can even watch our goofy asses on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. And that that handle is good for our Instagram, our YouTube, our Twitter, X, our MySpace. I don't know if anything's up on MySpace, but we've got it. At the Mike Show VA. All right. Finally, Friday edition. Man, oh, man. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get smart with five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. And then we're going to get stupid. We got your stupid criminals in Dot News and some good news for you as well. So I was reading this, and there's a new study in the journal Intelligence, and it talks about a metric called the Cognitive Personality Functioning Index, and it's a measure of how intelligence, judgment, and other key traits evolve over the average lifespan. And so we're going to get into this. We'll talk about it. It covers everything from things like fluid intelligence, crystallized intelligence, personality traits, moral reasoning, financial literacy, and cognitive flexibility and empathy. Those are all things that it covered. Plus, we've got our top list. Of course, we've turned it into a top list. Top everyday things we do that remind us our brains are no longer at peak condition. At least mine isn't. All right. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Your stressful job and long hours always got in the way of romance. Well, now that the government is shut down and so has your career, sign up for the only dating app exclusively for furloughed federal workers. Introducing Furloughmance. Whether you're a census worker in search of a plus one, a TSA agent with emotional baggage, or an IRS auditor who knows money can't buy you love, and that's good because you don't have any, give your love life a stimulus package on Furloughmance. You ain't getting paid, maybe you will get laid. Furloughmance. Because love doesn't need congressional approval. Yet.
The Mike Show. Hi. All right. We are talking mental ability, cognitive personality functioning index. There's a new study in the journal Intelligence about it, and it measures how intelligence, judgment, and other key traits evolve over the average lifespan. All right, this I'm intrigued. And I have okay. I'm 58, and I have been realizing the older I get, certain things I am much, much better at. Keeping track of finances, staying on task, keeping a schedule. But although I have software that helps me manage a lot of this, because I've gotten a little smarter about the way I do things, and I've augmented stuff that I know I'm personally not good at. So I needed to get this to help me do this. But that comes with, that's wisdom, right? I don't know. So we're going to talk about this. But I also have noticed, that when I'm thinking about someone or a person or like something that I have to do, I've always been horrible with names, but then I can't even remember sometimes, a close person's name, just right off the top of my head. I don't know if it's just... It's kind of like the brain just seizes up, and I go, what's that person's name? And usually, if I have a wingman, that helps because then they can be like, oh, hi, I'm so and so, and then they introduce, and I go, oh yeah, that's so and so. But anyway, we digress. Let's get into the story. This isn't just a random theory, by the way. This is actually based. This study is based on decades of psychological research, and it shows a pattern. The overall functioning of the human brain reaches its peak between the ages of 55 and 60. Well, that's where I'm at. So I should be at peak, right? Right? I mean, shouldn't I be? But not everything follows the same trajectory, and we'll learn this as we read on. Okay. Number one, we're going to measure fluid intelligence. Well, what the heck does that mean? Well, it includes reasoning, memory span, and processing speed, which I have none. It tends to peak, in your early 20s. It then fades steadily. Yeah, that explains a lot. Crystallized intelligence, which is the accumulation of knowledge and experience, and it continues to build for decades. All right. Personality traits also mature and increase through early adulthood before leveling off later in life, like conscientiousness, the diligence to see things through, emotional stability, the ability to keep calm under stress. Number four on the list, moral reasoning, the ability to weigh competing principles. That deepens with experience, producing sounder judgments about fairness and duty. He said duty. Financial literacy also builds into a person's late 60s. It's reflecting, and I guess that's reflecting a lifetime of dealing with bills. People also get better at avoiding the sunk cost fallacy. All right, it's the human tendency to throw good money after bad. I have gotten much better at that. Cognitive flexibility, the ability to shift smoothly between tasks or strategies when circumstances change. And cognitive empathy, it's the ability to get what others are thinking. Both of those fade with age, by the way. So throughout middle age, the gains more than offset the losses. The late 50s emerge as the sweet spot. That's where I'm at. The point when hard-won wisdom compensates for dwindling speed, but it's downhill from there. The report notes that this up-and-down mental prowess has the most obvious implications in the worlds of business and politics. So, yep. All right, so with that, that brings us to our top list. With this study finding that the human mind, the human brain, reaches its peak at age 60. But for most of us, it feels like our brains are already declining. Hard. Especially if you can relate to anything on today's list, it's our top list today. Top everyday things that we do that remind us our brain is no longer in peak condition. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm going to ding these off. Looking for our car keys while they're still in our hand. Yep. Top everyday things we do that remind us our brain is no longer at peak condition. Wait for a stop sign to turn green. I think that's just weed. Top everyday things we do that reminds us our brain is no longer at peak conditions. Press the elevator button repeatedly, even though it's already lit up. Throwing gum in the garbage and keeping the wrapper. Eating scalding hot food and moving it back and forth in your mouth so it doesn't touch your tongue and burn it. Anyway, top everyday things we do to remind us our brain is no longer at peak condition. Iron a skirt while wearing it. Saying you too when the barista tells us to enjoy our coffee. Top everyday things that we do that remind us our brain is no longer in peak condition. Get up with your headphones still connected to the board and drag everything off the desk. Yeah. And top everyday things that we do that remind us our brain is no longer in peak condition. Open your heart to another human because we think they'll be with us forever. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, I'm sorry. The Mike Show. It is the, what is today? Today's, finally Friday edition. Coming up, we've got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is World Smile Day. As you were, Kristen Stewart. Ben Stiller launched a line of sodas. In response, Coke launched a bunch of hack sequels to Meet the Parents. A Florida man was pulled over for doing 107 miles per hour to make a hair appointment, but cops let him go so he could mull it over. Attendance at Disney theme parks in Florida have fallen to a new low. The characters are feeling such a crunch, Ariel just joined OnlyFans. And a horror movie told from the perspective of a dog opens today. It's called I Know Who You Bit Last Summer. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy that you could join us on the finally Friday edition of the program, taking a look at Tower Cam position. What was that? One? Was that one or two? I think it was one or two. Which one's better? One, two. Yeah, that was up Rivermont. Yeah, foggy start to the morning. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. Coming up, we will get smart with five random facts. We will get even smarter-est with Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, you probably don't want us to know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Alcohol consumption has declined throughout the country over the past decade. In fact, only one state reports an increase in drinking over the past 10 years. Tennessee. Number two, the three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd who wrote Sweet Home Alabama weren't from Alabama. Ronnie Van Zant and Gary Rossington were both born in Florida, and Ed King was from California. And by the way, the song was recorded in Georgia. Number three, the Guinness Book of World Records is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the best-selling copyrighted book series of all time. Number four, technically, it's illegal to mail used underwear to a pervert who bought it from you.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Wait, I mean...
Nice beaver.
There we go.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Federal law bans, quote, mailing indecent or filthy substances. You could even get jail time up to 5 years. And number five, the word pandemonium comes from John Milton's Paradise Lost. It describes a palace built in the middle of hell. I said in the middle of hell. Yeah. The Greek translation is all evil spirits to pandemonium, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition coming up. We are going to get really smart with your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for nerd news. This week in science, it's just science, covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown you may have missed. Well, that interstellar object. You know, where's the thing? Where's all the sound effects? There we go. That interstellar object zipping through our solar system. Yeah. Will swing past Mars today. We won't be able to see it from Earth for a while because the glare of the sun is in the way now. We'll see it again in December when it makes its closest approach to Earth, 167 million miles away. In other space news, we found a rogue planet that's growing in size at a crazy rate. About 6 billion tons a second. Oddly, that's about as much weight as I think I've gained. Anyway, in animal news, climate change is causing blue jays to mate with green jays.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I didn't even know the green jays were a thing. From Central America, it's creating a new type of hybrid bird. And a study found, oh, this is a separate story. And a study found humans didn't make it to the top of the food chain quite as early as we thought. Yep, we had a real tough time getting past leopards. In pain news, a study found learning an instrument can up your pain tolerance. Trained musicians seem to tolerate pain a little bit better because of how it rewrites the brain. In a related story, a team in China invented a new type of glue that can mend broken bones in just 2 to 3 minutes. Glue. In what are you smoking news? A study found dark matter and dark energy might not really exist. They could both just be cosmic illusions. Totally. In aging news, we might finally know why women live longer than men. Why women live...
I'm rich.
No, wait.
You're not.
Wrong one. There we go. A study found having two X chromosomes might help. Having two of the same may protect you when your DNA mutates. Basically, women have always got a spare, and men don't. Men have an X and a Y. In birds, it's reversed. The females have unmatched chromosomes. So the study looked at 648 different types of birds. And in 68% of those species, the males actually live longer than the females. There you go. And that's your nerd news this week in science. Coming up, we are, we've got sounds. And we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
I'm Gary Sullivan, Executive Director of the Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you to our Fall Festival event, October 4th and 5th. We're located at 311 Rivermont Avenue, and we have a fun day and fun activities planned for Saturday and Sunday, including food, free classes, yoga, tai chi, taekwondo, belly dance, and sound bath and drum circles. Celebrating our third anniversary of operation in downtown Lynchburg as a nonprofit supported by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Visit sattvacentercv.org. That's this Saturday and Sunday at Sattva Yoga and Wellness Center.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, so Darius is joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. Hello.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Hopefully you're doing well.
Doing well as well. I'm a bit concerned though, because it's October already. I love this time of the year.
It's the burr months. Like, everybody loves the burr months.
But it's fourth quarter. It's Q4. So all those things that we were supposed to have gotten done this year, we only have 3 months to get it done.
We run July, so it's like Q2-ish for me. So I'm only at that halfway point.
All right, I got you. Maybe I should do it that way. Well, anyway, so I've got a story here. Okay. Have you used AI for anything?
I have dabbled with ChatGPT just for some administrative stuff that is tedious.
Yeah.
So I'll just have, hey, make out this calendar for me and do this or that. So I've dabbled. Yeah.
And we've done something similar as far as putting together a flowchart of something for an upcoming event.
And yeah, it's really good. Here, take this data and organize it for me.
And it gives us time frames and timetables and when you should do this and when you should do that. And it for sure. and it's fine. A lot of people are afraid of AI for various reasons. If you've if you've watched any of the Terminator movies, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, some companies have been so swamped with AI generated applications that now hiring managers are looking for ways to separate the humans from the machines.
Okay.
And
you may get into sci-fi territory.
You may have to pay to apply for jobs.
That is
AI. That is. About 20% of companies say they've considered a pay to apply system. And nearly 90% of them say they're likely to adopt it at some point. The idea is that they might start requiring an application fee like some colleges have. This way they can reduce the clutter and filter you know, the human-made resumes from the stacks of AI-generated ones.
Yeah.
There aren't any details on how this would work yet, but somebody had suggested applicants pay a $10 fee to submit their resume. Now, on one hand, it would be frustrating for desperate people to spend their own money and an entire day applying for jobs and don't have extra cash,
yeah,
you know, for each application to be considered. On the other hand, it might give somebody a leg up on getting eyeballs on your application and show that you do really want the gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, yeah, there are also companies that that are using AI themselves to filter out applicants who are using AI and who may just want AI to do the job anyway. That's wacky. It's nuts. Well, anyway,
they had to create the problem and the solution.
Yeah, exactly. We create the disease and we give you the cure.
Yeah.
Well, Darius is joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. Absolutely beautiful today. Don't know if that's going to be the same for tomorrow, but what's in store for us at the market?
We are in the very, very final phases of construction. So as of this week, we are back to our traffic pattern of where you are entering and exiting through the small lot. That'll be in place through this weekend. Next week is the really big week, so they are doing the final paving of the road in front of the market.
Oh, wow.
So there actually won't be access to the market lot early in the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, potentially into the early part of Thursday. But that is for them to do the actual road surface paving, and then it has to sit for 24 hours to cure. So I'm hoping that next weekend we're fully out of the construction and back to what our normal traffic pattern is, which is at this point, I've generally forgot what the normal even looks like. But we're
I think there's a road. Yeah, I think there's a road out there. I'm not sure.
There is, yeah, yeah.
Or there's supposed to be.
Home stretch of it. So we just appreciate you for hanging with us through all of this. Keep your eye on our social media because we'll kind of be updating you with the timelines there.
Yep.
But this weekend, we've still got our Saturday market going on. We'll have all of our farmers and vendors and permanent shops and restaurants and boutiques open. So please come out and see us. It was a rainy Saturday last week, so a bit slower. So we're hoping that we'll have some sunshine in the forecast for this weekend so we can get all those families and folks back out to the market.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Still plenty of parking. You have to figure out how to get there this week, but hopefully, yeah, hopefully next week we'll have a choir of angels for you. Yep. You're physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street, and there's free parking all around there on the streets as well on Saturdays. So start and or end your Saturday at Lynchburg Community Market. Regular hours during the week, and you're physically located. Well, I told you where you're physically located, but where are you located on the interwebs?
You can check out our website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. So if you're new to town, come check it out this week, next week, and everything should be wonderful.
Absolutely.
It's going to be wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, my friend. We really appreciate you joining us each and every Friday, and we'll see you at the market.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Absolutely. Coming up, we have sounds, and they need a home. They're going to go in your ear holes. That's all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, open it up. It's your audio vault for today. That's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. You know what I mean. Anyway, so let's go to viral videos. Here is a guy going viral for explaining why 2025 is so disorienting, especially when the boss tells him and his coworkers to go with the new AI assistant. Let's listen.
Not only is everything so dumb and scary, but even our jobs are feeling a little dumber and scarier. So there's no respite from the insanity. Ping, and your boss is emailing you like, hey gang, so as you know, we've invested a lot of money in our AI assistant, Pierre. Please use Pierre when writing all your emails. And then you go back to scrolling. The city of Portland is under attack. And you're like, by who? And it's like, America. And you're like, well, that can't be right. Then it's like, ping, and it's your boss like, hey, disregard the last email. Stop using Pierre immediately. Some users are reporting that it's telling them that the Holocaust never happened.
Oh, good Lord. All right, let's see. What is this? All right. A New York City woman took her car in to get fixed because she kept hearing a crackling sound. The mechanics couldn't figure out what the noise was, but they did end up giving her a 60,000-mile tune-up, which cost her $700. Yeah. When she brought the car home, she realized what the sound was. Here, listen. All right. The sound was a fireplace soundscape that was playing through her speakers. Why? Why? Doesn't make any sense. Let's see. Are we going to comedian already? Yeah, we are, I guess. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception since today is National Boyfriend Day. Here's Nick Guerrera on how girlfriends trick their boyfriends.
I'm cute, right, babe? That's all they want to know when they're drunk. How cute are they? Women love the word cute. Some of you perked up when I said it, right? And they'll test you, I'm cute, right, babe? Yes, babe, you're cute. I'm cuter than everything ever, right, babe? Yes, you're cuter than all the evers. I'm cuter than all your dumb exes, right, babe? Yes, babe, you're cuter than all my dumb exes. Because Sophia was cute, but I'm cuter than Sophia, right? That's a trick question, okay? Yeah, because they've gotten you on the telemarketer. Yes, 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 roll. So what are you going to say? Yes, you're cuter than Sophia. So you've been comparing us, huh? And they got you. Because women always want to see if they can pull you in an argument, right? They prepare arguments for weeks. They make arguments like spiders make webs, right? They do. They always get them ready. They're like, and he didn't say I was cute, and he had lunch without me, and he hangs out with Todd, and I hate Todd. And they set up an argument web with a bunch of points that only make sense to them, and a bunch of things you said that you don't remember you said them, but they remember you said them. They remember everything you said ever since the beginning of the relationship. And they twist, and they tighten, and they make it real sticky, and they're just like, ah, they just sit there. And it's like Charlotte's Web. It just says boss right at the top.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously with gusto and care. Give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. quick turns, and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yep. All right. We've heard stories about criminals outing themselves on Facebook. I guess this might just be a sign of the times. A 19-year-old college student named Ryan Schaefer damaged 17 vehicles in a Missouri State University freshman parking lot in late August. He shattered windshields, ripped off windshield wipers and side mirrors, dented hoods. It's unclear why he did it. It happened around 3 a.m. Ryan was caught on surveillance cameras, but when the police tracked him down and interviewed him, he denied that it was him. The authorities seized his phone and found a ChatGPT conversation from 3:47 a.m. that night where he described the damage and asked if he could go to jail for this. ChatGPT urged him to, quote, seek help, end quote. Turns out you can get in trouble for it, obviously. Ryan was charged with felony first-degree property damage and is facing up to 4 years in prison. All right, and then there is this. We have another story. There's one. There's two. There's three. All right. A woman in Florida was arrested Monday after stealing a motorized shopping cart at a Publix and using it to drive herself to an appointment. Here are shoppers talking about the situation.
Desperation, I would say. Strange things are happening.
I absolutely don't expect it to happen.
Well, I would say it's probably not the best thing to do for your longevity of staying out of jail.
There you go. A Florida man was pulled over for going 107 miles per hour. When asked why he was speeding, he said it was because he had an appointment with his barber. Here's Michael Stanek being pulled over and talking to the officer.
Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
You have an appointment with your barber. So you go 107 miles an hour.
I'm sorry.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
Jeez. All right. And then there's this. A Florida man training in MMA left an intruder beat up and bruised after he allegedly broke into his home. Here is Henny Rojas talking about taking care of the intruder.
I'm prepared. You know, my first time, I don't feel in pain, nothing. Because I don't like guns. I'm not looking for a knife or nothing. Only God and my hands. That's it.
All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 5-year-old girl from Utah named Sienna Barton just went home after nearly 1,000 days in the hospital. She was born with a heart condition and finally got a transplant a few months ago. She checked into the hospital at age 2 and spent 975 days there. Here are Sienna's parents talking about her long journey.
She was 2 years old when she went into the hospital. Now she's 5. Our daughter is only alive today.
We missed you.
because of another family choosing donation.
Our hearts are so full.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And you can come and check us out on Sunday at Three Roads Brewing, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location. And we have the second qualifier of Noteworthy Music Season 2. It's a Noteworthy Music Challenge. We're calling on all musicians, whether you're a professional musician or whether you just sing in the shower. Come and join us for our Noteworthy Music Challenge. We've got another qualifying round on Sunday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us. Even if you were at the qualifying round last Sunday and didn't get selected for the finals, you can still join us again. Let's see how that's that works. You can just keep joining us again and again and again. And hopefully you will be chosen. We're going to choose three contestants who will then move from the qualifying round to the finale round. So looking forward to you guys coming out. And if you're a fan of local music, come out and enjoy having local area bands performing original works or even covers. And you don't have to even play your own instrument. We can set you up with music tracks. Just let us know what you want to play and we'll look for it. So that's all coming up this Sunday. Again, qualifying round number two at Noteworthy Music. That's at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. This Sunday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So come on out and enjoy. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.